Jin here， 英语文备课中要开杠咯。今天要和朋友们分享的料理是丙级西餐烹调里的火腿乳酪恩利蛋 Ham and Cheese Omelette。 Names of Western cuisines are often straightforward. This can be helpful for people who are new to cooking as they can easily understand what the dish is made of. Cuisine 菜肴Straightforward, 直率的 be made of, 以点点点做成 Names of Western cuisine, 西餐的名称 are often, 通常 straightforward, 很直白 Names of Western cuisines are often straightforward, 西餐的名称通常很直白 This can be helpful, 这很有帮助 for people,对于人 who are new to cooking, 刚接触烹饪的人 as they can, 因为他们可以 easily understand, 轻松地了解 what the dish is made of, 这道菜是由什么做成的 This can be helpful for people who are new to cooking as they can easily understand what the dish is made of.这对于刚接触烹饪的人很有帮助，因为他们可以轻松了解这道菜的成分。我喜欢西餐料理名称的直白和朴实无华。火腿 ham 乳酪 cheese 恩利蛋 omelette。Everything you need to know is in its name。你需要准备的材料都出现在料理的名称里。It's easy to understand what's in the dish just by looking at the name. 光看名字就很容易明白菜里有什么。所以如果吃到没有出现在名字里头的料头，那就是主厨家菜，本店招待。Therefore, if you find any ingredient that is not listed in the name, it is today's special, a treat from the chef. 接着呢，我就从料理的名称火腿乳酪恩利蛋 Ham and Cheese Omelette 来一个一个拆解它的材料和做法咯 Ham 火腿 Ham is a curd pork leg It is a popular food in many cultures around the world and can be enjoyed in many different ways Ham has a salty and savory flavor and it can be used in omelets, sandwiches, or other dishes Cured 腌制的 Culture 文化 Savory 咸的美味的 Ham is 火腿是 A cured pork leg 腌制的猪腿Ham is a cured pork leg. 火腿是腌制的猪腿。It is a popular food. 它是受欢迎的食物。In many cultures, 许多文化当中。Around the world, 世界各地。And can be enjoyed, 可以享用。In many different ways, 以多种不同的方式。It is a popular food in many cultures around the world and can be enjoyed in many different ways. 它是世界各地许多文化当中受欢迎的食物，可以以多种不同的方式享用。Ham has, 火腿具有 a salty and savory flavor, 咸香味 and it can be used in, 可以使用在 omelets, 煎蛋卷 sandwich,三明治 and other dishes 以及其他的菜肴 Ham has a salty and savory flavor and it can be used in omelets, sandwich or other dishes 火腿具有咸香味可以使用在煎蛋卷三明治或其他的菜肴如果刚刚这一段你觉得自己仿佛听到 omelets 可是没有听到对应的中文翻译恩利蛋开始怀疑自己的听力的时候不用担心我真的有提到 omelette 恩利蛋只是这一次我用的翻译是煎蛋卷那请朋友不要急哦我们会按照顺序来解释嘛 ham 火腿 cheese 乳酪 omelette 恩利蛋一个一个都会说到的 To use ham in an omelette, simply cook it in a pan over medium heat until it is warmed through. You can also saute the ham in a small amount of oil or butter to add flavor. Once the ham is cooked, add the ham to the omelette when the eggs are about half cooked. Ham can be added to omelettes on its own, and it can be combined with other ingredients such as cheese. Through.完成的 saute 煎炒 half cooked 半熟的 combine 合并 to use ham 使用火腿 in an omelette 在煎蛋卷中 simply cook it 只要煮它 in a pan 在平底锅当中 over medium heat 用中火 until it is warmed through 直到火腿完全加热To use ham in an omelette, simply cook it in a pan over medium heat until it is warmed through. 要在煎蛋卷中加入火腿这个配料呢，只需要在平底锅当中用中火将火腿加热。You can also, 你也可以 saute the ham, 煎炒火腿 in a small amount of oil or butter, 用少量的沙拉油或奶油 to add flavor, 以增加风味。You can also saute the ham in a small amount of oil or butter to add flavor. 你也可以用少量的沙拉油或奶油煎炒火腿以增加风味。Once the ham is cooked, 一旦火腿煮熟之后 add the ham, 再把火腿加入 to the omelette, 到煎蛋卷当中。When the eggs are about half cooked, 当蛋是半熟的时候Once the ham is cooked, add the ham to the omelette when the eggs are about half cooked. 火腿煮熟之后呢，再把火腿加入到半熟的煎蛋卷当中。Ham can be, 火腿可以 add it to the omelette, 加到煎蛋卷当中 on its own, 单独。Or it can be, 或者是也可以 combined with other ingredients, 与其他的材料混合搭配。Such as cheese, 比如说起司。Ham can be added to omelettes on its own, or it can be combined with other ingredients such as cheese. 火腿可以单独添加到煎蛋卷当中，也可以与起司等其他材料混合搭配。火腿呢，有些标榜可以冷食，就是拆封就可以食用，直接吃。那也有些是需要去充分加热，区分的方法呢，其实是要看包装袋上面的说明，看看你买到的是哪一种，那是属于 ready to eat ham or raw fresh ham。那我是觉得用油把火腿煎过，它的香气跟滋味都会更丰富。好咯，那接下来就来说说 cheese 起司的部分。Cheese 乳酪，其他的中文翻译还有甘酪、起司、芝士或起士。常有朋友问，乳酪、甘酪、起司要怎么分？不用分，都是同一种产品。中文翻译用字呢，理论上是谁先分了一个外来语，那其他的人就跟着用。但是例外状况很多啊，所以才会有一个 cheese 各自表述的事情发生。那今天的 cheese 的中文名称呢，我们就一律称为乳酪，以便符合丙级西餐的料理名称。Cheese is a dairy product made from the curdled milk of cows, goats, sheep, or buffaloes. There are thousands of different types of cheese, each with its own unique flavor and texture. Cheese can be purchased in variety forms including shredded, sliced, and cubed. Curdled, 凝结的, buffalo, 水牛, purchase, 购买。Cheese is a dairy product. 乳酪是一种乳制品 made from the curdled milk, 由凝乳制成的 of cows, goats, sheep, and buffaloes. 有牛、山羊、绵羊或水牛的奶。Cheese is a dairy product made from the curdled milk of cows, goats, sheep, or buffaloes. 乳酪是一种由牛、山羊、绵羊 或水牛的凝乳制成的乳制品。 There are 有 thousands of 数千种的 different types of cheese 不同种类的乳酪 each 每一种 with its own 都有它自己的 unique flavor and texture 独特的风味和质地。There are thousands of different types of cheese, which with its own unique flavor and texture. 乳酪有数千种不同类型，每一种都有它独特的风味和质地。Cheese can be purchased. 乳酪可以购买。当然 ,in a variety of forms, 以多种的形式 ,including, 包括 shredded, 切丝 ,sliced, 切片and cubed, 和切块。Cheese can be purchased in a variety of forms, including shredded, sliced, and cubed. 乳酪可以用多种的形式购买，包括切丝、切片和切块。I recommend choosing a bag of shredded cheese blend that includes cheddar,Havarti, mozzarella, and parmesan. These cheeses all have different flavors and textures, which will add richness to your ham and cheese dishes. Recommend, 建议, blend, 混合物. I recommend choosing, 我建议选择, a bag of shredded cheese blend, 混合的乳酪丝, that includes, 其中包括, cheddar,切达乳酪 Havarti 哈伐蒂乳酪 Mozzarella 莫扎瑞拉乳酪 and Parmesan 以及帕马森乳酪 I recommend choosing a bag of shredded cheese blend that includes cheddar, Havarti, mozzarella, and Parmesan 我建议选择混合的乳酪丝其中包含切达乳酪哈伐蒂乳酪莫扎瑞拉乳酪和帕马森乳酪。但是实际状况就是这些乳酪的外包装上面的品名呢通常是标示甘酪。但是我都说了今天我要符合丙级西餐的料理名称火腿乳酪恩利蛋 ,ham and cheese omelet。于是呢就不管人家的产品名称硬是把全部的甘酪都改成乳酪所以如果朋友到卖场要买乳酪的话在冷藏区会看到的应该是 cheddar 切达甘酪 Havarti 哈伐蒂甘酪 Mozzarella 莫扎瑞拉甘酪 and Parmesan 以及帕马森甘酪、哦、These cheeses 这些乳酪 all have 全都有Different flavors and textures, 不同的口味和质地 which will add richness, 可以增添丰富的风味和口感 to your ham and cheese dishes, 为火腿乳酪料理。These cheeses all have different flavors and textures, which will add richness to your ham and cheese dishes.这些乳酪呢各自有不同的口味和质地可以为火腿乳酪料理增添丰富的风味和口感。However, it's important to note that both ham and cheese can be high in fat and sodium. If you are concerned about your fat and sodium intake, it's important to avoid processed hams, use lower fat cheeses, or limit the amount of ham and cheese you use in your meals.When preparing ham and cheese dishes, limit the amount of fat and salt you add. Note, 注意,留意, sodium, 钠, intake, 摄取量。However, 然而, it is important, 重要的是, to note that, 要注意, both ham and cheese, 火腿和乳酪, can be high in,都有可能有高含量的 fat and sodium, 脂肪和钠。However, it is important to note that both ham and cheese can be high in fat and sodium. 然而重要的是留意火腿和乳酪都可能含有高脂肪和高钠。If you are concerned, 如果你担心 about your fat and sodium intake,脂肪和钠的摄取量 It is important, 就很重要 to avoid processed hams, 避免使用加工过的火腿 use lower fat cheeses, 使用低脂乳酪 or limit the amount of ham and cheese, 或者是限制火腿和乳酪的分量 you use in your meals, 你在餐食当中的使用If you are concerned about your fat and sodium intake, it is important to avoid processed hams, use lower fat cheeses, or limit the amount of ham and cheese you use in your meals. 如果你担心摄入过多的脂肪或者是钠，那就要避免食用加工过的火腿，使用低脂乳酪，或在餐食当中呢，限制火腿和乳酪的用量，这些事情呢，就变得非常的重要。When preparing, 当准备 ham and cheese dishes, 火腿和乳酪料理 limit the amount, 请限制用量 of fat and salt you add, 你所添加的脂肪跟盐 When preparing ham and cheese dishes, limit the amount of fat and salt you add, 在准备火腿跟乳酪料理的时候呢，请限制油脂和盐的用量话是这样说啦，但我自己也常常忘记，不小心就过咸。那咸个几次就会记得啦。接下来是 omelette， 恩利蛋，恩利蛋就是欧姆蛋，字典翻译叫做煎蛋饼或煎蛋卷。煎蛋饼 is a component which is made up of fried egg and pancake. Component.复合名词煎蛋饼是复合名词是煎蛋加饼煎蛋卷 is also a component which is made up of fried egg and roll 煎蛋卷也是复合名词是煎蛋加卷中文翻译又字理论上是谁先翻了一个外来词其他人就跟着用但是例外状况很多啦所以才会有一个 omelette 各自表述的事情发生那今天 omelette 的中文名称我们就以丙级西餐为主就一律称为恩利蛋可是我真心觉得煎蛋卷才符合西餐命名原则耶 Omelettes are a dish made from eggs fried withbutter or oil in a frying pan and folded in half or in two thirds. 恩利蛋呢是一种把鸡蛋放在煎锅当中用沙拉油或奶油烹调然后把蛋皮对折或三折而做成的料理。以这样的定义来讲你不觉得煎蛋加卷煎蛋卷才是 omelette 的最佳翻译吗好啦今天就姑且称它为恩利蛋以便符合丙级西餐的料理名称因为 omelette 还有另外一个问题就是除了中文翻译以外 omelette 的拼法也有两种哦 Omelette is the spelling used in American English while omelette is the spelling used in British English 这听起来一样吧 There's no difference 两者没有差别好再来一次O-M-E-L-E-T, omelette, 是美式英语的拼法而 O-M-E-L-E-T-T-E, omelette, 这是英式英语的拼法而108课纲之后呢强调是使用世界英语所以通通都要学两种都要提到 To prepare an omelette with the eggs, salt and paper together in a bowl, other additives like milk or cream give the omelette a significantly denser texture. Whisk, 搅打, additive, 添加物, significantly, 明显地. To prepare an omelette, 准备恩利蛋的时候,Whisk the eggs, salt, and paper together in a bowl. 把盐和胡椒和蛋一起搅打。To prepare an omelette, whisk the eggs, salt, and paper together in a bowl. 准备恩利蛋的时候呢，把盐、胡椒和蛋放在一起搅打。Other additives, 其他的添加物 ,like milk or cream, 像是牛奶或者是鲜奶油。Give the omelette a significantly denser texture, 可以让恩利蛋的质地明显的变得更浓厚。 Other additives like milk or cream give the omelet a significantly denser texture. 添加牛奶或者是鲜奶油可以使恩利蛋的质地变得更加的浓厚。蛋液里的油脂含量越高，做出来的恩利蛋就越滑润。这个油脂呢，可以靠煎锅里的沙拉油，也可以靠加在蛋液里的鲜奶油来提升。没有错，牛奶太水了，要加就加鲜奶油，而且是乳脂含量40%以上的那一种。常做烘焙的朋友，冰箱里应该是随时有鲜奶油。那其他的朋友的话呢，用牛奶来做恩利蛋，煎锅就多放一点奶油，也是一样滑嫩哦。Then heat a small amount of butter or oil in a frying pan over medium heat.接着在平底锅当中加入少量的奶油或者是沙拉油，然后开中火热油。Then, 接着 heat a small amount of butter or oil, 加热少量的奶油或者是沙拉油 in a frying pan, 在平底锅当中 over medium heat, 开中火热油。Then heat a small amount of butter or oil in the frying pan over medium heat. 接着在平底锅当中加入少量的奶油或者是沙拉油，然后开中火热油。料理食谱里所谓的少量奶油或者是开中火，跟一般认知里的语言定义其实是有落差的。所谓的少量通常是1到2大匙的奶油，那一般认知呢会以为只要1小匙，那这样的话就会造成是3倍分量的差距。所谓的中火呢，就是中外圈的火都要开，那火焰呢要刚好接触到锅底，但是一般的认知会觉得只要开中心的那一圈火就好了，那这样子的话呢，在下一个阶段就会出现结果上的落差。Pour the egg mixture into a pan. Use the edge of a spatula to gently move the mixture around in a circular motion. Then tilt the pan to ensure that the egg mixture spreads evenly and coats the bottom of the pan, creating a uniform omelet. Circular, 圆形的 motion, 移动 tilt, 倾斜 Pour the egg mixture.倒蛋液 into the pan, 进入到锅中 Pour the egg mixture into the pan, 将蛋液倒进锅中 Use the edge of a spatula, 使用锅铲边 to gently move the mixture around, 轻轻地移动蛋液 in a circular motion, 以画圆的方式 Use the edge of a spatula to gently move the mixture aroundIn a circular motion, 使用锅铲边以画圆的方式轻轻地移动蛋液。Then, 然后 tilt the pan, 倾斜煎锅 to ensure that, 以确保 the egg mixture spreads evenly, 蛋液均匀分布 and coats the bottom of the pan, 并且覆盖锅底 creating a uniform omelet, 形成均匀的恩利蛋。Then tilt the pan to ensure that the egg mixture spreads evenly and coats the bottom of the pan, creating a uniform omelet. 然后倾斜煎锅，确保蛋液均匀分布，并且覆盖锅底，形成均匀的恩利蛋。蛋液进入到煎锅里，外围的部分会马上凝固，这代表锅子的热度是够的。如果一开始的中火呢？我们前面提到中火的定义，如果你只有开中心火，那蛋液不会马上凝固。那所谓的 gently move the mixture around in a circular motion, 以画圆的方式轻轻地移动蛋液，这句话呢就会变得不知所云，看不出这样做的效果是什么咯。Cook the omelet for 2 to 3 minutes or until the bottom is set. Add your desired fillings to the omelet. Use a spatula to fold the omelet in half or into thirds. Serve the omelet immediately. Set, 凝固,固定的 Desired, 想要的 Immediately, 立即,立刻,马上 Cook the omelet, 煎煎利蛋 for 2 to 3 minutes, 2到3分钟, or until the bottom is set, 或者直到底部凝固。Cook the omelet for 2 to 3 minutes, or until the bottom is set. 将恩利蛋煎大约2到3分钟，或者是直到底部凝固。Add your desired fillings. 放喜欢的配料 to the omelet 在恩利蛋上。Add your desired fillings to the omelet. 将喜欢的配料放在恩利蛋上。Use a spatula. 使用锅铲。To fold the omelet in half, 将恩利蛋对折 or into thirds, 或者折三折 Use a spatula to fold the omelet in half or into thirds. 使用锅铲将恩利蛋对折或者是折三折 Serve the omelet immediately. 接着呢就是马上的上菜享用。以上就是丙级西餐烹调的火腿乳酪恩利蛋的做法。那恩利蛋呢，它的配料其实自己在做的话，可以根据自己的喜好去做调整。它是一种令人惊艳，让早餐可以更上一个档次的料理方式。在2020年呢，恩利蛋以1000次欧姆蛋的名号，再一次在韩国和台湾的网络上掀起风潮。1000次指的是搅打蛋液1000次，也就是把蛋白打发的过程。那其他的做法呢，就跟今天介绍的恩利蛋一模一样。我猜啊，可能是疫情期间大家被关在家里找事情做消磨时间，又或者厂商想要推广打蛋器吧。这我乱讲的。好了，那么今天的英语文备课中说故事聊烘焙就聊到这里。 Bye。